Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, your host, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you will come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Hello, friends, and welcome to the last episode of 2023. In some ways, it's a little surreal to even think about being here, the last episode of the year. On the other hand, I will be back in 2 weeks after a short break on January 4th. So don't you worry, I will be back for sure. This is the second year that I've been running this podcast solo, and this year signaled a really big change. The first that I described right at the beginning of the year was migrating to become part of the Adolist Media Network, which has been so wonderful. The reality is, so much of my work is quite solitary, actually, and it is amazing to have a smart network of colleagues, as well as an incredible team at Adolist that runs the business side for me, so I can focus on what I love most, which is creating this show. Also notable was the introduction of the Mini Edit in March. And if you're new to the show, the Mini Edit publishes on Monday, and these episodes are super short, snackable episodes, usually around 5 to 8 minutes in length, just laser focused on a singular topic or question from a listener. It's kind of incredible to be at this point of reflection. This show started in 2015 with my beloved colleague and friend, Asha Dornfest. And even though she left the show 2 years ago, I am just as fired up about it as ever. And I imagine that part of that is because of who I am, a resource gatherer, information sharer, and person who is passionate about tiny little changes. And also, I'm fired up because of you all, your emails, direct messages, comments, whether it's questions, care, thoughtful responses, constructive feedback. I'm so grateful for you. So first of all, thank you for that. Before I get into today's show, I do have an ask. I haven't done this in a few years, and it is time. I want to actually hear from you via a survey. So if you go to edityourlifeshow.com/survey, that will punt you to a Google form, and it should be pretty quick. There are 9 multiple choice questions that should each take a matter of seconds to complete, and then 5 questions that are open-ended. So you can say as much or as little as you want, but I really want to find out what you would like to hear me cover, amazing guests you would like to hear, constructive feedback. I am open to everything. So thank you in advance for considering. I know how precious your time is, and your feedback means the world to me and will continue to help me shape the show in 2024. 2024, we have to get used to saying that. So I thought it would be fun to do a year in review, and I want to start with a couple of logistical things. So the total number of regular episodes that released on Thursdays is 46. Wow, that feels like a lot. And then the total number of mini edits, which started in early March, tallied at 38, which means a total of 84 freshly produced episodes this year. Producing 84 shows in a year is pretty notable benchmarked against this very show because there were 35 episodes in both 2021, which was Asha's last season, and then last year, 2022, which was my first year doing the show solo. So that's a big jump. I thought it would be fun to share the top 10 countries based on downloads. And I just got to say, clearly, I'll just issue the spoiler right up that I'm doing something wrong since Korea is not on this list. But not surprisingly, the top two countries are the United States, followed by Canada, then the United Kingdom. In fourth position is Australia. Fifth is Germany. Six, New Zealand. Seven, the Netherlands. Eight, Singapore. Nine, Taiwan. And then 10, France. How fascinating, right? It's so cool. I also thought it would be fun to look at the top regions, which boil down to top states. And I'll spoil it and just say that I'm glad to see Massachusetts, my home state, represented in this list. But the top state is actually California, followed by Texas, New York, and Massachusetts. In the fifth position is Illinois. Sixth is Pennsylvania. Seventh, Virginia. Eighth, North Carolina. Ninth, Washington State, and then 10th, Florida. Very interesting. All right, friends, we'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/edit. For this year in review, as I was originally thinking of it, I thought it would be fun to talk about the top 10 episodes of the year, but clearly different things are top of mind in different seasons. And there are episodes in the beginning of the year that will get more weight by virtue of time. So I thought it would actually be interesting to go by season, quarterly, and see if any themes emerged. And I think some did. And then I will wrap up the top 10 across the year to date at the very end. So in the first quarter of the year, between January to March, the top themes that seemed to jump out at me were personal betterment and relationships. The fifth most popular episode was how to prioritize romance and connection with Tien Kim Lam. I thought that was so fun because, hey, relationships, we need to have that romance and that connection if you're in one. The fourth most popular episode of the quarter was living with authenticity and compassion with Rebecca Wolf. I loved Rebecca's memoir. She is one of the most raw and authentic writers I know, and I just loved talking to her about her fascinating journey. Definitely recommend that book. The third most popular episode of the first quarter was The Power of Curiosity with none other than my mother, Rachel Coe. That was my first guest episode of the year. It was so meaningful to hop on the mic with my mom. Her story is fascinating, and she is just such a model for me for how to live. She is my adulting muse, in fact. So I will treasure that recording always. The second most popular episode of the quarter was Simple Friendship Reboot Tactics. I loved this episode. This was a solo one where I just really drilled down into some simple, quick things I was doing to try to get myself reoriented on friendships and kind of rebuild that friendship muscle in giving my friendships care and love. And a lot of those tactics I continue on with today, even though my life is in a better place. And then the top episode of the quarter was the very first episode of the year called Embracing Micro Goals. And I don't think that's just a first episode of the year most popular, because it was top by a lot. And I think it really signaled to me the embracing of small actions to make change in our lives. Splashy goals are sexy and they're also overwhelming. So that was really fun to see that. In the second quarter of the year, from April to June, the two themes that I saw emerge from this collection of episodes involved tactics and time. Perhaps once we are getting out of the reflective phase of the year, then we're on to getting stuff done. The fifth most popular episode of that quarter was a mini edit on how to handle chores. This is always a really big topic that people ask me about, is how to get kids on board with helping. So if that is you and your struggle, definitely recommend that quick listen. There are a couple other longer listens in the catalog related to chores and parenting as well. The fourth most popular episode of the second quarter was The Power of Cognitive Reframing. This episode meant a lot to me. It really felt to me like a culmination of some big struggles I was having and how I got to the other side of them. So in that episode, I lay out a lot of tactics, examples, ways to shift your perspective and your reframing of situations. And it is the number one tactic I lean on today when I'm on the struggle. The third most popular episode of the second quarter was Finding Your Fringe Hours with Jessica Turner. Jessica is a wonderful, bright light and friend, and she is super passionate about making the most of the small pockets of time during your day to really fuel your passions, not to fill them with more stuff that you need to do, but to really make it about you. It's such a good episode and a great reminder. The second most popular episode of quarter two was Tackling Dreaded or Mundane Tasks. I love episodes like this because I just feel they are representative of the ongoing struggle that we're on all the time with just everyday adulting and the stuff that we don't want to do that we have to do. I mean, there are many things that we do that could be optional, but sometimes the dreaded and mundane, you just need to do them when it comes to keeping your house running, keeping your personal lives running, managing your family, etc. So if you've been struggling with dreaded or mundane tasks, that episode is for you. And then the most popular episode of the second quarter was Guilt-Free Decluttering with Tracy McCubbin. I loved this conversation. Tracy is not somebody I knew personally before, and her framing was so fascinating. And I especially loved that we even wove in conversations about trauma and ACEs, which are adverse childhood experiences, and how all of that shows up with your stuff. So fascinating. Okay, so in quarter three, July to September, the themes were a little more all over the place, perhaps because summer is included. The fifth most popular episode was Untangling Overparenting with the wonderful, inimitable Jessica Leahy. Jessica is a friend and a New York Times bestselling author, and her book, The Gift of Failure, I mean, I feel like it's just a must read for all parents. If you're a Kristen Bell fan, even Kristen Bell has read this book. The fourth most popular episode is Prioritizing Joy and Optimism with Catherine Center. Catherine is an amazing, wonderful novelist, and she really, just everything about her, whether it's in conversation, on Instagram, through her artwork and postcards, she is the epitome of joy and optimism. And the conversation is so interesting too, because she is not a Pollyanna by any means. She has really had to train and orient herself in this direction. So it's a really fascinating conversation. I definitely recommend it. The third most popular episode of the third quarter is Work From Home Productivity Tips with one of my favorite people, Sarah Powers. Sarah is an incredible podcaster who you can hear on the Mom Hour. She and I joke about being twinsies in terms of how we tackle productivity, how much we love Todoist, how much we embrace sweater blazers in cold weather. She is just fantastic, and I learned some great little tips from her on that episode, and it was really fun to hop on the mic with her. The second most popular episode of the third quarter was Cultivating Hobbies and Interests. I was so delighted to see this episode pop up as an episode that resonated with people. I feel like hobbies and interests and not doing things for the hustle all the time are so important for our wellness and our mental health. And so I hope you will consider listening to that. Actually, that episode also included a ton of fascinating crowdsourced options to spark different interests for people. So I loved that episode so much, both curating for it and then recording it with my editorial notes. And then the most popular episode of the third quarter was my personal collection of fall edits, plus my new decluttering target, which I established after a fascinating interview with professional home organizer Shira Gill, who is my new BFF that I've not yet met in real life. That conversation with Shira inspired me to some serious hardcore decluttering that was also really actionable and easy. And a whole other episode, I think, called the 30 to 50% decluttering target, where I detail the results of experimenting with trying to declutter categories in my home at a rate of 30 to 50%. And it was just so fascinating. So if you're looking to get rid of things in your home, definitely check out that episode and the follow-up, the 30 to 50% decluttering target. Okay, stay with me. We'll be back after a quick break.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, and then our final quarter of the year, the fourth quarter, is October to December. I'm recording this 2 weeks short of the month of December, but we're just going to have to embrace the numbers as they are. I have been checking them over the past week, and they've been pretty stable, so I feel pretty confident that these numbers are going to hold. The fifth most popular episode of the quarter was How to Talk to Kids About Anything with Robin Silverman. Robin is a wonderful child and adolescent developmental specialist, and her book is just loaded with practical tactics. And our conversation was just filled with so much compassionate wisdom from her. I really appreciated her take on how to enter conversations, how to listen, how to tackle very specific tough topics. It's such a great book, and that episode is loaded with gems if you want to check that out. The fourth most popular episode in the lane of wellness was Pursuing a Life of Good Work with Danielle Coke Balfour. You may know Danielle from her very viral Instagram account, Oh Happy Danny. She is just a gem of a human being, reflective, compassionate, aware, and embracing of both the tough and the good in life. And so I loved this conversation with her because it was an entry into a new relationship for me, selfishly, and also just wonderful to hear the voice behind all the wisdom that she is able to distill online. She takes really complicated stuff and makes it beautiful and digestible. The third most popular episode of this final quarter was Gratitude in the Hard Seasons, Part 2 with Casey Davis. This was a really special episode to me as well. Casey and I are fellow podcasters in the Atlas Media Network, but we haven't met in real life. And I was just so fascinated to talk to her. And we decided to do a pair of companion episodes, the first that deployed on her podcast, Struggle Care, and the second that deployed on Edit Your Life, all about how to tap into gratitude when life is hard, because life is always hard in some way, shape, or form. So this was a really great episode, and I think that it's an especially important episode if you are struggling with dealing with holiday feelings and the different challenges that the holidays can bring about. The second most popular episode of the fourth quarter was a mini edit on my 13-week calendar system. I was so delighted to see this pop up on this list, and I actually just made my next quarterly calendar, or my next 13-week calendar, just this week. So that was fun to see that pop up. It's a great system for having a broader look ahead while also having a calendar system that the whole family can access, so you are not the singular gatekeeper. And finally, the most popular episode of this quarter was Tips for Simplifying Thanksgiving. It was the most popular by quite a lot. So I think everybody is needing a little simplification around the typical holiday chaos and doing things a different way. So I'm hoping that that episode provided relief and space and permission for people. Okay, so let's get to the year to date. And it's fun because there's some overlap in the episodes that popped up in the quarterly top episodes, but also some not. And these are all notably full regular episodes. They span all types of categories, whether it's optimizing life or wellness or betterment or relationships. So I just thought that was so fascinating. Okay, here we go. The top 10 episodes of 2023 for Edit Your Life. The 10th most popular episode was Fall Edits and a New Decluttering Target. I just talked about that episode before that break in that it was the most popular episode of the third quarter. And so, yes, definitely go listen to that one. The 9th most popular episode was Living with Authenticity and Compassion with Rebecca Wolf, which I described earlier. The 8th most popular episode of the year was kind of a surprise to me. It was the episode Favorite Things Right Now. This was a big recap episode spanning multiple categories of things I was delighting in. It was kind of like the big full episode version of what has now become my end of month micro delight recaps. And it was just really fun to see that on the list. I guess people wanted recommendations from me regarding everything from entertainment to beauty to wellness to books or what have you. So that was really fun. The 7th most popular episode was How to Prioritize Romance and Connection with Tian Kim Lam, which I described earlier. The 6th most popular episode was not in the above lists, and it is Thriving in Midlife with Lizzie Bermudez. I was thrilled that this important conversation made it onto the list. Lizzie is absolutely wonderful, full of energy, totally realistic about the aging process, which means you get the full thing with her. It is, you'll get tactics for how to cope with the challenges of midlife, as well as ways to let go of baggage so you can thrive. It was such a fun conversation. The 5th most popular episode was The Power of Curiosity with Rachel Coe, my mother. I cannot wait to tell her that she is in the top 5. She is the world's most humble person, so I anticipate a sort of shy giggle and also a tiny bit of delight before she moves on to doing her Mama Co thing in the world. The 4th most popular episode was Simple Friendship Reboot Tactics, which I described earlier. The 3rd most popular episode is just a spectacular conversation that I had with Dr. Tina Payne Bryson called Simple and Compassionate Parenting Tactics. I learned so much on this conversation with her. She is just incredible, an incredible thoughtful mind, a powerful author, a wonderful human being. I just love Tina, and I think you will gain a lot from this episode. Bring a notepad, seriously. The second most popular episode was Guilt-Free Decluttering with Tracy McCubbin, which I described earlier. And the top episode of 2023 was Embracing Micro Goals. And as I said earlier, I don't think that this was just because it was the first episode of the year. It was the first episode by quite a lot. So I think that all of us want to be able to have agency in our lives. And sometimes the really big goals are just too much. They're too overwhelming. So I love that so many people were joining me on this journey and really leaning in to thinking about the power of small. It is how I live my life and make it more manageable and more joyful. And I love that you are here with me. I can't thank you enough for being with me on this journey with this podcast. Again, a million thank yous to everybody who has written, listened, dropped a review, talked about the show with a friend. These are all the things that help me continue to do what I love to do here. I also wanted to make another plug to consider filling out the survey at edityourlifeshow.com/survey. I know it's a busy time of year, and I would be super grateful if you would consider doing that. Okay, friends, you will find the show notes for this episode, including links to resources and related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com. As ever, I would love to hear your thoughts and questions. Come say hello on Instagram or Facebook at Edit Your Life Show, or send an email to edityourlifeshow@gmail.com. I would also be grateful if you would drop Edit Your Life a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a pod-loving friend about the show. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you a restful holiday break and a happy new year.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.